Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend John Deeney back on the show. John is a longtime, almost 14-year member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate his 14th anniversary later this year. He's the president of MPN, Inc., author of 11 Things You Absolutely Need to Know About Selling Your Business, second edition, but I'm most proud, at the same time jealous, of his new book, Hunting in a Farmer's World. This is an award-winning book, my friends. Not the least bit surprised that John's book has won a great award, and he's our good friend, John Deeney. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's really nice to be back.
Good to have you back. He's also the leading franchisee of the Tab Boards organization, an organization that helps CEOs gather around a table and share ideas and move their business forward. John, one of the things I know you've been working on lately is reputations, the concept and the impact of reputations. And I was just imagining, you know, with your thought here, the title of your article you wrote recently called Reputations Are Sticky. You walk up to two guys and you look at them and you say, did you know that reputations are sticky? And one of them smiles real big and the other one breaks out in a cold sweat. It's a two-edged sword, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, of course, the biggest thing is whether you know what your reputation is. A lot of us think we have great reputations. Some of us worry we have poor reputations. And, you know,
some of us, it's a mixed bag, you know.
Yeah, for most of us.
If you've lived long enough, you know, you haven't made everybody happy.
Yeah. But I've got a few people that probably don't think I'm a very great guy in my background somewhere. But really, you have a reputation out there, and it may not be the one that's congruent with your vision and your mission and your culture. As a matter of fact, it might be old. That's what I meant by sticky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things happen a long, long time ago. I remember a publicly traded company that I worked with, and they worked very, very hard on their product message and their quality and everything, but they couldn't do anything about the fact that 12 years ago they had really ticked off a guy by serving his mother badly.
Oh no.
And he happened to be a web designer.
Wow.
And he put a site up with the company name and with sucks appended to it.
Boy, don't make that guy mad.
Yeah, and the guy was the master of all the SEO tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept that site current, and he went in and updated it daily for like 12 years.
That's meanness.
Yeah. Well, he was really angry.
That's not just social media. That's not just user-generated content. That's war.
Yeah. No, it was all-out war, and you couldn't search this company's name without having his site come up first.
Wow.
You know, so that's an obvious case.
That's too bad. And you know, that's what I, when I talk, John, when I give speeches around the country to small business owners, one of the things, when I talk about user-generated content, you know, this kind of thing, only that's really off the charts. But when I talk about, you know, people commenting, you want people to comment about yourself, one of the things that almost always comes up is, what do I do about people who write bad things that aren't justified?
Right. And it's there's not much you can do. I mean, I don't pretend to be an expert on Yelp or Travelocity or TripAdvisor or any of the others, but I mean, I know fabulous businesses that have thousands and thousands and thousands of compliments.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really become blackmail.
But that's what you have to do, though, John, is you have to outweigh them. You have to outnumber them. If you know yourself, when you look at a review, series of reviews, if there are 10 reviews and there's, you know, one bad one, two mediocre ones, and seven good ones, you're going to believe the good ones.
Sure, sure. I mean,
that's what you have to do. You have to make deposits.
The last vacation we went on, we looked up the hotels that we were going to stay in, and there wasn't one that didn't have some nasty complaint about,
right,
you know, bad service and bad food and bad room and bad, you know, and you've kind of got to kind of trust it overall. But, you know, these people have blackmail. I get calls all the time from business owners that say, they said they were going to do something to me on Yelp.
Yeah. 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 Well, you know, and of course, another thing to do is don't do a bad job. Do a good job. That's another,
right,
another thing. There's no place to hide, folks. In the age of the customer, when you're hunting in a farmer's world, there's no place to hide. Duane Taylor, right back with John Deaney. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.